me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, here we are. This is CITR Radio, and continuing the tradition of great music for another year. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and I'm your host, Matt. And if you're tuning in for the first time at the start of the year, this is a show where I broadcast sounds from the country where I grew up, Australia, alternative and underground music, and also great local music here from Vancouver and further afield in Canada too. I played some music from Saskatchewan a couple of weeks back, and I'm going to revisit Saskatchewan again in a week or so, I think, because I barely scratched the surface, and that's what I find in this with this show week to week, barely scratching the surface of the fantastic music that is out there. And this week we're going to kick off a whole new year of interviews. We got a fair few done last year, and I want to keep it going because I think it's what really adds to this show a lot is when we can talk with fascinating people. And this week we're starting off with Jordan Daniel, also known as Supernatural River. That's his musical name, his project name, Supernatural River. And he came into the studio this afternoon, and we had a fantastic chat with himself and his partner Colleen Knows about their upcoming talk that they're hosting at Lana Lou's in Vancouver next Thursday the 9th, and it's about ayahuasca. The title of the talk is Ayahuasca, a conversation about psychedelic plants and the expansion of consciousness. So if you're at all interested in this topic, psychology, human potential and consciousness, Jordan and Colleen have some pretty fascinating things to say, and it comes from lived experience. Jordan has visited Peru and has partaken in ayahuasca ceremonies. And you can hear a lot about his experience next Thursday. But to get you in the mood, he spoke this afternoon. And we're going to play some Supernatural River music as well. And I can guarantee it's a really great, it's a great chat. So that's coming up probably a little bit after 6:30 on the show here. So you are listening to Stranded, and let's get into Australian music right now. And generally, I always start with older music. And today, I just walked into Studio C, and sitting right there next to the computer was a Spiderbait CD. So I guess it's time to play some Spiderbait. They're a classic band from the mid-90s period in Australian music. They had big hits with the albums Unfinished Spanish Galleon of Finley Lake and Ivy and the Big Apples. But they're still around, and actually they just released their first record in 10 years. So I guess it's a good time to revisit them. They are a really unique band, a three-piece, with the drummer who does the vocals. And they formed in a small country town of Finley in 1989. Bassist Janet English, drummer Mark Maher, also known as Cram, and guitarist Damien Whitty. And I fell in love with this band like a lot of people did in the mid-90s with this album that we're going to play first up. It's the Unfinished Spanish Galleon of Finley Lake, a really unique band. Let's play for you a couple of the singles from this record, Sam Gribbles and Monty, my favorite. Here we go. Here's Spiderbait to kick off the new year on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
Yeah. charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we're kicking off the year there with Spiderbait, a three-piece from just outside of Melbourne in Victoria. And so that record there, I played you three tracks from a classic album, their first album called, well, actually it's the second one, but it was the first one that people like myself got to know them through.
Hello, this is...
It's called The Unfinished Spanish Galleon of Finlay Lake. And that album, when that just came out, this was I think literally the first band I ever saw in a live music venue, I'm pretty sure. It was pretty mind-blowing for me at the time, and I've run into people here in Canada who have told me, oh my god, this band, they toured Canada once, probably in the late 90s, and I've spoken to people who still remember that. It's pretty rare for an Australian band to make their way this far, especially an independent band, which they were at the time, and people have fond memories of them. And it was pretty powerful, I remember seeing them when they played there in about 96 or 97 in my city. Now, they've put out a handful of records since, and I'm going to dig up the brand new single. I haven't even heard it. I kind of lost track of them a while back, but let's get into tracks from a couple more of their releases. This one is Ivy and the Big Apples. I'm going to play for you next, which came out in 96. This was a pretty big record at the time. So Janet, the bass player, does some songs. Most of the vocals are from Cram, the drummer. But as you just heard that last track we played there, Jesus, Janet English also does some vocals and is a really cool song here on Ivy and the Big Apples track number 5 called Calypso. So let's play for you that track. And then I guess we'll get into another record called Tonight All Right and play for you a couple of tracks from that. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We have a special interview with Supernatural River, a Vancouver musician. A little bit later on the show, he is hosting a talk along with Colleen Knows next week about ayahuasca. Fascinating stuff. But let's get into the Australian music for now. This is Spiderbait going back to 1996. This is a track called Calypso.
Me.
Two things I would carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's
the
right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Basha Balat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thanks for tuning in. My name is Matt, and I'm the host of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Another few tracks there from Spiderbait, the band that we're digging into the archives for. First up, this show. What I tend to do most shows is to find a band from the past, but present. They did just put out a new album. So I'm going to play for you their latest single to wrap up this little segment on Spiderbait. So those tracks you heard there, first up, Calypso. Track number 5 from Ivy and the Big Apples, which came out in 1996, featuring bassist Janet English on vocals. Very catchy song. And that was followed by, actually all three of those tracks had Janet on vocals. You heard next Live in a Box, which is track 2 off their 2004 release, Tonight All Right. And we wrapped it up with Fucking Awesome, track 5. From the same release, Tonight All Right, which was up until just recently, this was their last record. It took them 10 years to follow this one through, follow up this one. So they've just put out a brand new single called Straight Through the Sun. So I haven't heard this. I'm curious what Spiderbait sound like in 2013/2014, of course. It's from a new record, which is self-titled. And after that, we're going to go to a track from Ben Lee, and that will segue perfectly into our chat with Supernatural River. And he will be talking about ayahuasca. So Supernatural River is a local musician, Vancouver-based, previously known as the Boogeyman Jordan Daniel. And he took a trip down to Peru and had some mind-altering and consciousness-expanding experiences with ayahuasca. And he's going to be talking about that at a public lecture next Thursday night at Lanalu's. And he popped into the studio with his partner, Colleen, just this afternoon, and he introduced the talk. And I had a fascinating chat with him, and we'll be playing that for you just a little bit after 6:30. And I'm playing Ben Lee to segue into that because I just remembered that Ben Lee, the Australian singer-songwriter, did a concept album about ayahuasca, Ayahuasca Welcome to the Work. And so that'd be interesting to play a track from that record just to segue into Jordan's talk. And it was wonderful to have him here. So that's something to keep your ears peeled for. Is that an expression? No, it's not. Figured I said that. To listen in for, anyway. After one more track from Spiderbait, so let's wrap it up with Straight Through the Sun. This is Spiderbait, a brand new, a band that's been around since 1989 with the same three members. And let's hear what they sound like now. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Okay, welcome back. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. So first up, you heard a Spiderbait with their brand new single, Straight Through the Sun. And that was followed by Ben Lee with an instrumental track, On My Knees. And that is a very timely track to play because it is from Ben's album, his concept album about ayahuasca. Now, I'm about to play for you my interview with Jordan, who is also known as Supernatural River, a Vancouver musician. And he is hosting a talk next Thursday night, along with his partner Colleen, at Lina Lou's. That's Thursday the 9th of January. And it's about his experiences with ayahuasca. The talk is called Ayahuasca, a Conversation about Psychedelic Plants and the Expansion of Consciousness. So this afternoon I recorded an interview with Jordan and Colleen, and it was fantastic. Jordan speaks with a lot of conviction because he's experienced the positive effects of ayahuasca. Ayahuasca has got a lot of good press and a lot of support from prominent people as well who know a lot about healing, including Gabor Maté, of course, a legend from Vancouver. But it's people like Jordan who've experienced it and can really speak to it, who are pushing the envelope and getting people talking. And well, let's hear what he has to say right now. Jordan, also known as Supernatural River. I'll also be playing for you a little bit of music from Supernatural River. And also, I think I might even dig into the archives and play a little song from Jordan's previous incarnation, the boogeyman Jordan Daniel. Of course, that was if you go to the show blog, you'll actually find Jordan speaking on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I think it was in 2010. And if you go to ostrandedradio.com, you'll be able to find that interview. Now, the system's just playing up here a little bit. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go right back into a song, and I'll come back with that interview for you. One second.
Thank you.
Thanks for bearing with us. The interview is on its way. I'm just having to transfer it through MP3 just because our system has gone down, but it won't be too much longer. Okay, thank you. CITR Radio. This is a regular Friday night show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And today is the return of a special guest who was one of the first actual guests on the show, I'm proud to say. Jordan Daniel is a local musician. He's a thinker, a thinking man, modern day philosopher, I'd say. And he's returned to the studio today to talk about a talk that he's giving on January 9th along with his partner Colleen in regard to ayahuasca. So Jordan previously made music under the name The Boogeyman, Jordan Daniel, and he's put that incarnation aside, and he's currently known as Supernatural River. So let's welcome Supernatural River and Colleen. Hello, guys.
Hello. Thank you for having us, Matt. Good to see you again, my friend.
You too. It's an absolute pleasure. I'm excited to hear what is going on in the life of Jordan, because ayahuasca is something that it's in the public consciousness now. I know very little other than that it's a fascinating herb, I guess, from South America.
Yeah, what it is it's a combination of two plants, which is the ayahuasca vine or the chacruna leaf. And on a chemical level, what that is called dimethyltryptamine and an MAO inhibitor. So something that allows the dimethyltryptamine into your system in order for you to have an experience from the plant. And basically, I've been interested in psychedelics for a long time, and I went down to Peru a year ago now in search of this experience and did basically as much of it as I could while I was down there, and it was a life transforming experience. And now I just want to kind of open up the conversation to people through this event, and I've met this amazing woman that I have in my life now that is going to share in the experience with me of just opening the conversation about what psychedelic plants can do for the expansion of human consciousness.
That's brilliant. You actually went straight to the source, pretty much.
Exactly, so, yeah.
Well, this is news to me. That's amazing. You're really speaking from lived experience and having used the substance with what is the tradition around that, like a shaman? Was it with the shaman
or? Yeah, well, I would say a lot of that depends on the perspective of the culture right now. So for a modern shaman is just the person that exists within the culture that has the most amount of experience with these plants. In our culture, that's not much to be said at all. So there's not a lot of great shamans inside of North American culture. I myself am a very horrible shaman, but trying to become a better one.
Oh, wow. So, well, exactly. And let's face it, we're living in a culture where this is still taboo. Ayahuasca is still classed as something that is not in the medical mainstream. Despite the well-known physician in this city who's spoken very fondly of it, Gabor Mate.
Yeah, of course. Fan of Gabor. Yeah.
I mean, who could ignore that guy? Well, our government.
Yeah.
which is pretty ridiculous. But it sounds like you've got a lot of interesting things to say, both yourself and Colleen. Colleen, how did you encounter ayahuasca?
Actually, I'd been wanting to do it for years before I met Jordan. It started as a teenager. I started reading Terence McKenna. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I've heard the name.
He's a psychedelic philosopher, my hero.
Yeah, he's an ethnobotanist. Kind of, he was on the forefront of enlightening people about the psychedelic movement. So I read about ayahuasca in one of his books, and then I kind of just romanticized about it and fantasized about it forever. And then I met Jordan this summer, and he was talking about doing ayahuasca.
And he told me that I had the opportunity to do it, and so I did it. And it was probably the best experience of my life, to be honest.
You're alluding to it now, but I guess more detail will come out in the talk on the January 9th at Lanaluz. I think participants are in for a treat because you have lived experience with both of you, and combined with your psychological education as well. Yeah. You're currently studying counseling psychology.
Yeah, and through the experience, it kind of changed my philosophical perspective on what it means to be a human being. And there's so much healing potential, I'm sure you hear about that in the media all the time, about the healing potential of psychedelics. It's become kind of a trendy thing right now. But from a personal experience, you can feel yourself healing in the experience, which is fascinating.
And one of the cool things about this is the field that she's coming from. Inside of the tribal community, the psychologist was the shaman. He also, would forecast the weather for the next week and had the ability to lift up this veil that's in front of our eyes, which is the filtering of reality. Our eyes aren't seeing everything. Our ears aren't hearing everything. And it's by ingesting these psychedelic substances that the filters are opened up to the realer reality as we would perceive it, which is just the reality that's a broader spectrum of the electromagnetic light that's around us all the time. And that's a part of the philosophy that we're going to dip into during the talk as well.
You know, the Eastern view and Indigenous view that we are all connected, which is really practically hard for a lot of us because of our ego structure and competition. So it sounds like if more and more people did take this sort of journey, then
exactly
actually living oneness in a practical way might be easier.
Well, what the psychedelic experience does is it dissolves boundaries. It's ego dissolution, so that you don't see yourself connected to the planet. You become the planet, you become the solar system, and you feel that connection as though you didn't even exist before. Yeah. And then the ego is reborn again, because we need to have it in order to experience the experience that we're having.
It seems like, I honestly don't know a lot about psychedelics and things like LSD, but I was thinking of like Timothy Leary.
Absolutely.
Went off on about LSD, and unfortunately the results weren't so great for a lot of people. So it sounds like ayahuasca is a more natural way of kind of doing what
he was
trying to do.
It's a much gentler experience too. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a really intense experience, but the anxiety isn't there in the same way it is with a lot of other psychedelic drugs. It's got a really, feminine energy to it. Even in comparison to magic mushrooms, it's a lot easier on people emotionally, I felt. Even though during my last experience I spent the majority of the time crying, coming out of it, you always feel as if you're healing in it.
Yeah. And that's not to say that the same thing can't happen with magic mushrooms. It's just people don't use these medicines in a shamanic practice anymore. They take them while they go to a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And you're asking for a bad time when you do these things wrong. It's going to show you a reflection of yourself in a very large way. And if you're not prepared to confront that reflection, then you're going to have a bad trip and you're going to have a bad time. But when you surrender to the teaching of it, it's always going to be cathartic and it's always going to be healing.
It sounds like a very fascinating talk. And I think, very timely, given as we've spoken about Gabor Maté. And I know, Jordan, we met each other working in the downtown east side and a community of people who are quite distressed. And do you see the healing potential in that kind of community?
Yeah, for sure. Like, people, the thing about this medicine is you shouldn't think of it as a cure for alcoholism or a cure for an opiate addiction. What it is it gives you an overhead perspective of your life and the choices that you're making and how you're destroying your body. And you see how that impacts the people around you, in your family and in your community, and you realize that it's your responsibility to overcome this hurdle that's been put in front of you. And it just allows you more of an overhead perspective of how to do that, of how to form new patterns in your life and get rid of old patterns.
And with Colleen here, you've studied psychology in depth, and I guess a lot of that is about revisiting past and why things happen, but ayahuasca doesn't really invite too much of that rumination, I guess, on why, or your parents, or things like that.
It's more of an existential drug, actually. What it does is it reveals the way that you think to your thinking process. So what it does is it confronts you with how you're structuring your life, and that in a way breaks the structure down. So once you see sort of the raw data of your life, it makes it easier to put back together in a way that is more beneficial and empowering for you. I believe, at least.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The details will be revealed at the talk on the January 9th at 7 p.m. at Lanaloo's. That's on Pender Street, where Colleen and Jordan will talk in detail about your experiences.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, welcome back. This is CITR Radio. You're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And a wonderful track there from Supernatural River, a.k.a. Jordan. He was here in the studio this afternoon. Supernatural River was here chatting about the talk that he is giving next Thursday night at Lanaloo's. That's on Pender Street in East Vancouver. All about ayahuasca. So you heard part one of the interview just about 10 minutes back, and I've got a whole another 10 minutes for you now, the second part of that interview. Fascinating stuff. As I mentioned before, Jordan really speaks with conviction, and his music is really lives up to that intensity too. So ayahuasca, for the uninitiated, including myself, is a plant that is found in pockets of the world, including Australia, and it has hallucinogenic and consciousness-expanding qualities. And I really enjoyed this next part of the chat, and this is quite special. I'm going to come into the interview at this perfect little moment because, I mean, a lot of what we were talking about was the impermanence of things, particularly our egos, and how life is a flow. And literally, Nardwa, the human serviette, burst into Studio C where I was recording the interview, and he had in his hand a CD of Australian Aboriginal music that he found in the live on-air booth. And he said, "Matt, is this yours?" And I said, "I don't know, maybe, I guess." Well, it is now, and it's perfect for this show. So it just seemed like a perfect moment to kind of illustrate what the flow of life is all about, and Supernatural River talks expertly about that here in the next 10 minutes. So let's get right into the interview where Nardwa has burst into the studio unannounced.
Sorry, Matt, is this yours?
Oh, no, but that was just oh my God, that's totally relevant to my... It's just dropped into my Australian Aboriginal music. I'm actually curious myself, coming from Australia. I just really brief research I've done about ayahuasca is there is native plants in Australia, and I don't know about the quote-unquote movement there, but presumably the Australian Aborigines were onto this a long time ago.
Oh, every Aboriginal culture has been onto this way before us, including the Egyptians. You know, I think in large part why they were able to develop in such a way to build these monolithic structures that we still don't know how they built is because they were connected to the mind of the universe through these plant substances that dissolve that ego of saying, you're not the universe, you're Jordan, you're not the universe, you're Matt. But really, both of us are a part of this ever-unfolding, ever-creating pattern that keeps going and going and going. But the ego structure is what allows us to experience it as ourselves in this form.
And I like what you said before about, you know, after you do have this experience, you still return to the ego in some sense because, you know, you still need it. And so
yeah.
I guess the idea is you see it for what it is and not
exactly
have it control you.
Well, you understand that the ego is constantly changing, so you can't get fixated on yourself as a certain type of person because the game's called evolution. It keeps evolving over and over and over. And I'm not the same person I was before I came into this interview 10 minutes ago. I've changed. I've learned just from interacting with you and Colleen and the like.
It really brings you into context. You realize that yourself isn't just the context of your body and your memories. Everything in this room is part of yourself, so you're going to have to change as you move through time and space.
That's right, and I study a lot of the metaphysics of India, the philosophy of yoga, and it can get quite abstract and complicated, but the essence of it is that we're built of the five elements in nature.
Exactly,
our bodies are earth, fire, water, air, ether. And
as Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young put it, we are stardust, we are golden, we are billion-year-old carbon, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us back to music, and of course, you know, you're in a different incarnation than you were 2 years ago when we spoke, which is the boogeyman Jordan Daniel, and now Supernatural River is your latest project. How can you describe your current sound, and how has that evolved along with your journey?
Well, my sound is constantly expanding. Now I'm branching out into doing hip-hop tracks, to doing folk tracks, to doing stoner metal tracks. Whatever I release musically is going to come out under the name Supernatural River. That's the brand that I'm marketing at this point, if you want to call it that. Mm. But really, it's just the metaphor that I have a stream of consciousness. And when I share that stream of consciousness with other streams of consciousness, we become a river of consciousness. And through music and through art and through philosophy and through talking to people, I'm hoping to create that supernatural river of consciousness for all of us to flow into the ocean of consciousness, which is the unfolding utopia of tomorrow.
Mm. Oh, I like it. I can't help but think, you know, like the polar opposite of this view is sort of like something like Kiss is a great band, but think about trying to lock down an image like that that's unchangeable in like 30 years.
Yeah.
The pressure and the money and energy that takes to keep that locked down, you don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas it's, you know, there's not a lot, it doesn't seem like a lot of movement there. With something like what you're presenting, it just allows for movement and this natural.
Yeah, and they were a product of their era. You know, you needed to have something to sell to people and a packaging to sell it. But now with the internet, people are interested in so many different forms of music. Then why is it wrong for one artist to want to branch into all of these different categories? Because all genres are becoming one genre again, just like we're becoming one consciousness again. That genre is just music. That's what it is. We all like hip-hop and old blues and shit like that. That's why we're called hipsters, is because there's no one genre for us to grab onto.
With my radio show here, I try to keep it as a flow, and what comes to me, I play. For instance, as an example, I walked into the studio today, and right here was an Australian album sitting right here, Spiderbait from 10 years ago, and I'll play it today because it's here. It's come into my circle of my being, and even if I'm not the hugest fan, I'm going to honor it because it's here.
Oh, exactly.
And it'll flow through, and
then you introduced experience.
Yeah. introduced me to Beasts of Bourbon. That when we met 2 years ago in this studio or whatever. Well, we didn't meet at that point, but I came in, and they became one of my favorite bands for a period of time. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's there somewhere in who knows, in two months, some chord progression is going to come out of you, and you've no idea, and it might have been influenced by that, and you don't know.
Oh, for sure.
And that's how it is. It's funny with, like, people get nitpicky about plagiarism in music sometimes, and someone like Bob Dylan, the greatest genius of our time in music, and he lifted, quote unquote, lifted things, but it was,
he stole his entire persona from Woody Guthrie.
It was
his
true.
Whole personality he stole for a period of time anyways.
Yeah, it's truly a fascinating journey. Anyone who's touched by music, I should say too, I couldn't help but think the evolution of the passing of time. I bought a Boogeyman shirt at this show that you did at it was a fundraiser for the Red Gate closing. It was this tie-dyed Boogeyman shirt.
Yeah, I remember that.
And a year or so in, it literally started, it fell apart.
It evaporated.
It literally, I don't know what happened. I put the wrong chemicals in the wash or something.
It's because I made those with bleach. I made the tie-dye on it with bleach. Yeah. So it just like eats away at the shirt eventually. Thing is temporary.
It is. I thought that was perfect. It's like the Boogeyman was dissolving at that point, and that you know, that incarnation is no more.
Yeah, the shirt died when my old ego structure did.
That's seriously. It did.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, it's been fantastic having you, and Colleen. Now, we have a track here, too. What can you tell us about this?
I believe it's called Death Rattle, the one that I gave you, and that's a part of the psychedelic experience, especially with ayahuasca, is the shaman will sing a song and he'll play his rattle while you're undergoing this ego death, and you see what's known as a glossolalia, which is the song takes a visual representation inside of your vision while it's happening. And these songs, they're called Icaros. They're sacred songs that the shaman sings. and it kind of brings you back into reality a little bit to let you realize, okay, I'm in this room with this person, it's all safe, it's all good, and brings you back to the moment, because the visions can get very intense sometimes, and you perceive yourself as being in some sort of a reality outside of this one, but it just reminds you that you're back inside of this reality right here. So this song is called Death Rattle.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, we'll play it for the audience right now. I can't help but think, even just going back to, you know, your previous incarnation of the boogeyman based on, you know, blues progress, and I think blues is still a great thing because it is still, even though there's a lot of fluctuation and emotions in singing, that progression is always going to be there, and
yeah,
I find
exactly.
that comforting. That
it's just a variation of that one thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's you can always go back to it, like you can always go back
same
to the breath.
Same shit, different pile, as they
exactly,
say.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Jordan and Colleen. And Colleen has supernaturalriver.com is where you can find more information about Jordan's music. And also, Colleen has a blog, ColleenKnows.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
And what can we find there?
Essays, you know.
It's just everything she's written down since she was.
There's 10 years of archives.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. And just as a reminder, Colleen and Jordan are speaking at Lanaloo's on Pender Street in Vancouver on January 9th from roughly 7 p.m. Ayahuasca, a conversation about psychedelic plants and consciousness with music by and Supernatural River. And sounds fantastic, guys.
Thank Thanks. You. Thanks for having us.
No problem at all.
Lord have mercy, I said, from my lips to God's ears. He held up his glass, I held up mine, and then we chased each other's beers. Good river, have mercy, God said, from God's lips to my ears. If you know the song, river, sing along. Forget about your worries and your fears. So we sang, whoa, whoa. From my lips to God's ears, belching balls of light and fire, crying rivers from oceanic tears. Good Lord, have mercy, I said, from my lips to God's ears. Breaking laws without a cause, killing minutes, killing months, killing years. Whoa, whoa.
Rattle, 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 r This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And that was a track from Supernatural River. The track was called Death Rattle. And you heard the second part of my interview with Supernatural River, who is speaking at Lanaloo's next Thursday night, the 9th of January. Lanaloo's is on Pender Street, East Pender in Vancouver. The topic is Ayahuasca, a conversation about psychedelic plants and the expansion of consciousness. So Jordan, a.k.a. Supernatural River, will be speaking with his partner, Colleen Nose, and it's sure to be an enlightening and consciousness-expanding evening, including the music of Supernatural River 2, solo. So thanks so much for coming in, Jordan. That was a great way to start the year, our first interview, hopefully first of many. Let's get into more Canadian music, local. Let's keep it local. OK Vancouver OK is playing tonight. Another real favourite of this show, and we had Jeff from OK Vancouver OK on the show here a couple of years back. You can find all the old interviews at ausstrandedradio.com. You can click by year, and you'll be able to find them. And actually, Jordan was previously known as the boogeyman Jordan Daniel, and that's when he came in the first time a couple of years back.
I am Watercrime, guys.
And, hello. And so you can find that interview there. So, and given everything we spoke about, evolution of one's persona, I don't know, it might be an interesting experience to listen back on hearing what Jordan was saying 2 years ago what he's talking about now. So let's get into OK Vancouver OK. They're playing tonight at the Princeton Hotel in Vancouver, along with Michael Exner from Kill Matilda. He's doing a solo set in celebration of his birthday, I believe, plus other guests. So I found a couple of OK Vancouver OK vinyl records. I always love the artwork that Jeff makes. He does so much hand artwork individually. It's just so beautiful. I thought, given our interview just there with Supernatural River, let's play a track called Nature. This is off the LP Escape the Common People, OK Vancouver OK, side one. The track is called Nature. Here we go.
Save on food. I know you're hiding out there in a rich neighborhood.
living. Live to love nature. Is there anything greater?
This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? Okay, we're just about out of time here. This is the first show for the year, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. It was a great show with the interview with Supernatural River. A good 20-minute interview if you missed it. I'll whack it up on the show blog in the next couple of days, ausstrandedradio.com. And just a reminder, Supernatural River is speaking at Lanaloo's in Vancouver on Thursday, the 9th of January, speaking about ayahuasca, a conversation about psychedelic plants and the expansion of consciousness. And keeping in the mood of thinking about the natural state of being and nature and all good, wholesome things, a few tracks there from OK Vancouver OK, from three separate albums. First up was the album Escape from the Common People. The track was called Nature. After that was the album Houses with the track Houses. And finally, the latest record, Food, Shelter, Water, and the track Food Plus Water Plus Shelter. And OK Vancouver OK are playing tonight at the Princeton Pub in Vancouver, along with Michael Exner from Kill Matilda, a solo set, and other guests. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Stranded. My name's Matt. You can follow us on Twitter at AustrandedRadio. Time for one more track before David Love Jones enters the studio to host African Rhythms. Just a CD that I just found in Studio C when I was preparing this afternoon. I have no idea who these guys are. I haven't had time to flip through this CD case, but I wanted to play it because it's an impressive, beautiful bound book with lyrics and even chords to play the songs. It's a band from Toronto, or at least somewhere in Ontario, I'm pretty sure. They're called Corin Raymond and the Sundowners. And it looks like some kind of compilation, and it's just beautifully put together. And it looks like, I haven't even played this, but I'm assuming kind of folk rock. Here we go. I'm going to play for you a track called Old Fort Mac. This is Corin Raymond and the Sundowners. And I'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Bye for now.
Back to old Fort Mac, no matter how much they pay. You can live and work in old Fort Mac, they ain't nowhere to stay. Ain't nowhere to stay. I said, ain't going back to old Fort Mac, no matter how much they pay. You can live and work in old Fort Mac, they ain't nowhere to stay. Ain't nowhere to stay. Well, I know a student there. Don't go out at night for the stumbling drunken riggers out looking for a fight, out looking for a fight. And I know a young guy on the rigs living in a tent. He lost all his fingers, he can't pay the rent, he can't pay the rent. I said I ain't going back to old Fort Mac, no matter how much they pay. Working old Fort Mac, they ain't nowhere to stay. Ain't nowhere to stay. Listen, when I get back from old Fort Mac, I'm gonna have a man. The newfies and the Sudanese, they'll all know where I went. They'll all know where I went. Yeah, cause the money flows like water there, it's got nowhere to go. The only thing to spend it on is liquor, whores, and blow. Liquor, whores, and blow. Oh, and real estate said it ain't going back to old Fort Mac, no matter how much they pay. You can live and work in old Fort Mac, they ain't nowhere to stay. Ain't nowhere to stay. We'll be right back. You could rent yourself a closet there, $1,000 to start. I wouldn't buy a trailer, cost too much to park. Cost too much to park. Yeah, and the clouds always hang over you, even when the sky is sunny. For to cast a shadow cost them cash and good old Fort McMoney. Good old Fort McMoney. I said I ain't going back to old Fort Mac, no matter how much they pay. You can live and work in old Fort Mac, they ain't nowhere to stay. Ain't nowhere to stay. Nah, I ain't going back to old Fort Mac, no matter how much they pay. I ain't going back.
Beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, cheese,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.